Hi, this is J.R. Reitinger, and I want to congratulate you on taking the next step on your journey to success and financial independence with your Market America business. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And the first step that you have to take in order to be successful in this business is to learn and then master the basic five fundamentals of the business. Now, mastering the basic five is what becoming a successful franchise owner is really all about. And it will ultimately determine how successful you are, how much money you make, and how quickly you will achieve your goals. You know, you've chosen the 2 to 3 year plan over the 45-year plan, and I congratulate you for that. And I think it's natural for any new distributor or potential distributor who's chosen the 2 to 3 year plan and just starting out to ask, well, what does it take to succeed at the 2 to 3 year plan? What do I have to do? And that is what you will learn on this tape. Now, while I'm on that topic, let me dispel a myth. A lot of people think that you have to be smart to make a lot of money. They think that you have to be smart to make money at this business. Well, nothing could be further from the truth in this business. And I often joke that many of us who have succeeded have already proven that. In fact, quite often, it's the smart people who have the most difficulty because they spend all of their time figuring out how everything won't work. Do you know anyone like that? I mean, what would have happened if Thomas Edison spent all his time figuring out how the light bulb wouldn't work? Why, we'd still be sitting around in candlelight or with oil lamps today. Now, there's a story that I love to tell to illustrate this. In fact, it's one of my favorites. And I'm sure that you can all remember Henry Kissinger, considered one of the smartest men in the world because of all the international crises that he was seemingly able to resolve when no one else could resolve them at the time. Well, today, we know that really isn't true because it didn't end up always working out. But, of course, every time a foreign dignitary or world figure dies, we seem to see Henry on TV again, so he's kind of an eternal figure that's always in the public eye. But nonetheless, he was considered one of the smartest men in the world at the time. And the stories told about Henry Kissinger being swept out of the UN in a limousine to LaGuardia Airport to catch a Learjet to San Francisco to meet some foreign dignitaries on a very important mission. And as his limousine screeched up to the Learjet, so did two other limousines. Somehow, the computer had messed up and had booked a famous evangelist clergyman, a hippie rock star, and Henry Kissinger, the smartest man in the world, all at the same time on the same aircraft. Well, if you can just imagine the three of them standing out in front of the airplane discussing their dilemma. After some discussion, they decided to put their huge egos aside because there wasn't enough time to book another aircraft and all get on the same Learjet together. And it took off with the famous evangelist clergyman, the hippie rock star, and Henry Kissinger, the smartest man in the world. Well, it got about halfway across the country, and wouldn't you know it, it began to develop serious engine trouble. And the engines were rumbling and smoking. And finally, the pilot burst into the cabin, and he said, "We have a serious problem." He said, "This aircraft is going down." He says, "But that isn't half our problem. Normally, we only have two or three people on this plane. Today, we have four, but we only carry three parachutes. Well, I being the captain, I'm a taking one." And he put on the parachute, and out he jumped. Well, the plane's picking up speed, and now their fate is imminent. There's only two parachutes left, and there sat Henry Kissinger, the smartest man in the world, the hippie rock star, and evangelist clergyman, looking at each other eyeball to eyeball. Well, Henry wasted no time. He slowly rose and he says, "Well, being that I am the smartest man in the world, I'm sure you all realize it would be a great loss to society if I went down with this aircraft. Therefore, I must take one of the two remaining parachutes, and the two of you may decide your destiny between you." And out went Henry. Well, there sat the evangelist clergyman and the hippie rock star, their fate imminent, staring each other eyeball to eyeball with beads of perspiration breaking out on their forehead. One parachute left. Well, the clergyman slowly rose and he said, "Son, I'm a man of God, and I'm willing and ready to meet my Creator. You, it looks like you need a little more time. You take the last parachute." Well, the hippie got up swinging his chain and he said, "Hey, baby, don't worry about it. The smartest man in the world just jumped out of this aircraft with my knapsack. There's one left for both of us." Well, what's the point? The point is that it isn't always the smartest people that make it. And sometimes you just have to stay on board long enough to get the answers. And I hope that's what will happen on this tape. You know, you don't have to be the smartest, and you don't have to figure out everything. You just have to know what works. And then if you do what works, what worked for other people, it'll work for you. And if you stay on board long enough, you'll get the answers. And I hope that you get a lot of the answers on this tape. What is it that determines success in any field of endeavor? It really comes down to how well someone masters the fundamentals of that discipline. It's the key to success in any discipline or any field of endeavor or whatever you choose to do in life. Think about it for a minute. Let's take sports, for instance. In football, ultimately, the team that blocks and tackles better is going to be the winning team. In basketball, the player or team that dribbles better, shoots, layups, rebounds better is going to be the winning team or the star player. It comes down to the fundamentals. In baseball, the team that hits better, that fields better, that throws better is ultimately going to be the victor. It comes down to the fundamentals. In golf, you just can't be a great driver. You got to be able to use irons. You got to be able to pitch, and you certainly have to be able to putt. It comes down to the fundamentals, and you have to have all the fundamentals down. So it's true in sports. It's true in music. How can someone be great unless they master the fundamentals of playing the scales? In mathematics, how can someone be competent unless they know the rules and they know the mathematical axioms? In science, it's principles, it's rules, it's formulae that are the fundamentals of that discipline that makes someone a great scientist and understanding scientific method. So it's fundamentals in any field of endeavor. It's not the big moves. It's not the highfalutin fancy theories. It isn't the great moves. It's a person that consistently does the fundamental little things very well that ultimately becomes the most successful. And in this business, it comes down to the basic five fundamentals of the business, which we're going to focus on and learn and study on this tape. Now, you can go to seminars for the rest of your life. There's a lot of material out there today. There's a lot of speakers. And you can listen to tapes and go to seminars for the rest of your life, and you'll hear all types of different theories, terminology, gimmicks, bells and whistles, all types of different nuances expressed. But you know, when you reduce it all down to its basic essence, it still comes down to the same five basic fundamentals of the business, which I call the basic five, and we're going to discuss on this tape. It's kind of like a powerful engine. This business is a very powerful engine. It'll take you anywhere that you want to go. Imagine a powerful engine in a race car or automobile. If the cylinders and pistons aren't all firing in proper sequence, it's not going to have any efficiency. Even though it has the potential to be powerful, if one isn't firing, that powerful engine isn't powerful at all. It isn't very efficient, and it just putts along. And the beautiful thing about the fundamentals and the basic five is that we can kind of hook it up to a diagnostic test. It's kind of like hooking a powerful engine up to an electronic analyzer, an oscilloscope, or maybe a human being up to an EKG machine to analyze the efficiencies and the inefficiencies. The beautiful thing about the basic five is we can diagnose what someone is doing and what someone isn't doing and how efficiently they are doing each one of the basic five fundamentals of the business. And if they're doing all five and they're doing them efficiently, the result always is success. And when someone isn't succeeding or they're not growing as fast as they want to grow, it's always because they're inefficient in one of these basic five fundamentals of the business. Now, I'm not here to tell you that my way of building the business and my explanations are the only way in the world to build the business or to be successful. It's not the only system. It's just like in sports. There's not only one playbook, but each team has to play under one playbook, and they play together under one system. And all the techniques and all the plays with everybody playing together work. And all I can tell you is what I'm going to teach you on this tape has been proven, is a proven, tried, tested method, and it works. In football, the team that blocks and tackles better is going to be the winning team. In basketball, the team that does better layups, shoots better, rebounds better is going to be the winning team. in golf, the player that can drive the ball, that can use irons and pitch and can putt and do them all well together is going to be the champion. It's just that simple. It comes down to the fundamentals of the discipline. So let's dive right in and examine it. You're about to go through the Unfranchised Basic 5 seminar, which will be your roadmap to success. It gives you a track to run on. And you know, the best way to predict your future is to create it. And this gives you the tools and the fundamental skills to create it. By mastering the fundamentals of this business, you create your future. You control your success. It's no longer left up to chance. You see, what is, and what isn't, isn't. And when people do these things and do them well, they are always successful. You see, the basic five fundamentals of the business are the common denominators that cause success. They are the thing that people who make it have in common. Now, what I can be to you, in a way, is a database. For over 25 years, I have studied why people succeed or plane out in a sea of mediocrity or fail in this business. What's the commonality between people who seem to rise to the top? And it's the basic five. Now, when you take a look at the success stories, for instance, in Market America, go through the profiles of success, go to the seminars, listen to the tapes, and meet these people. The diversity of personalities and behavioral and psychological profiles are as diverse as can be. Each one of these individuals is very unique. In fact, when you look at the group of people that are making it to the top, that have succeeded at the 2 to 3 year plan, when you look at the directors and above or the field vice presidents in Market America, they have practically nothing in common when it comes to their personalities, their experience, their backgrounds, or their behavioral and psychological profiles. So what is it that they have in common? The common golden thread that runs through all of these people is that they all mastered the basic five fundamentals of the business. Now, if they didn't start out knowing what to do, if they didn't start out with talent, if they weren't already great speakers, if they didn't already know how to build the business, what was it? You see, it wasn't the big things that they did. They weren't born successful. It was that each one of them did the little things very consistently and very well. And that's the basic five. I believe it's very important to put this in perspective, or it doesn't have very much meaning. So let's put things in perspective. You need to ask yourself right now a very, very important question. How important are the basic five? Here's the question. How else are you going to earn six figures and achieve your dreams? How else are you going to achieve a state in life where you have freedom, where you can do what you want? So how important is it? How important is this business? You have to put it in perspective or you'll never strive to master the basic five fundamentals of the business. And if you don't master the basic five fundamentals of the business, you'll never achieve the success that you're desirous of. You see, the basic five fundamentals of the business really come down to discipline. You have to understand that these really are the keys to your freedom, the keys to your success, the keys to achieving the financial independence that you want. And they're things that anybody can do. But the thing that makes people successful is disciplining themselves to master these things. The beauty of it is there are things that anybody can do. That doesn't take great talent. It doesn't take great aptitude. It simply takes someone focusing and disciplining themselves to learn and do these things until they become a habit. And they're things that anyone can learn. Any average person can do this. I mean, take a moment and ask yourself, how else am I ever going to achieve this type of financial independence and freedom? Let's compare it to a traditional business. Let's call it XYZ company. Take some company that you could make six figures at. And let's compare what you'd have to be able to do there, what it would require in the way of investment, the way of knowledge, the way of experience. Okay? What are the things that you would have to have in order to break free and be part of that esteemed 5% of the financially independent people in this country or this world? Well, to make $100,000 per year, six figures, normally in a traditional business, it would require an investment of five times the net. That's the rule of thumb. So that would require $500,000. Well, let me ask you a question, point blank, right from the starting gate. Do you have $500,000? Oh, I'll grant you, you could leverage it today by putting $50,000 down and mortgaging your home and your life away, and now you would have $1 million worth of business. But you know what? You also have $1 million worth of headaches and risk, and you have a monkey on your back. And how many of you have the experience? How many of you are able to handle that type of pressure? How many can navigate through the turbulent seas of developing or building a large enterprise? And maybe you're one of the few individuals who has succeeded in a traditional business. Well, then I'd ask you, wouldn't it be nice to be out from underneath all of that pressure and have time and freedom to do what you want? Because you certainly are married to the business. There's an old saying, there's 24 hours a day until you're in business for yourself. So you see, I believe it's critically important right from the start for you to put in perspective how important the basic five are. And are you willing to do what it takes to master these basic five fundamentals? And I think that you'll only ever really be willing to do that and dedicate yourself to it and commit yourself to it when you ask yourself the question, how else would I ever make six figures? And how realistic is it? What does it take? And when we put it in perspective and compare it to what it takes to learn and master the basic five and therefore succeed at this business, it becomes extremely important and worth dedicating ourselves to. And I think when you see how realistic the things are that you need to master in order to earn six figures, these basic five fundamentals, and that they are literally worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, because that's what you'd have to invest, not even counting the amount of time you'd have to put in somewhere else, then these things really become a priority and we get motivated about doing them, that this is your best chance to make it. So let's take a look. What would it normally take to make $100,000 plus per year? In a traditional business, it was a going concern, an enterprise, a business, maybe a furniture store, a manufacturing facility, a restaurant, an automotive dealership. It's going to cost you at least five times the net, or $500,000 per year, plus the inventory and everything that they have invested. A little startup business that you're just starting up, the startup costs over the first year in the business are going to be at least $100,000 to get it off the ground. If you wanted to buy a franchise, the average franchise fee, which includes the franchise fee and the startup cost or equipment, would be $149,000. Let's suppose you wanted to start a little mom-and-pop business, a delicatessen or a cleaning service. Well, geez, by the time you put in the counters, the cash register, and put in the shelving and the inventory, you're already over at least $35,000. Oh, let's suppose you're going to go back to school and become a professional. You're going to not work anymore and go back and become a doctor, a lawyer, a CPA, or an executive. Well, it's going to take you anywhere from 6 to 10 years of your life on the average, and you're going to spend $100,000 to $600,000 just to be able to get your degree, your certificate, and be able to hang your shingle out and open up your business. And you don't even have any customers yet. Now you got to build the business up. Plus the amount of time that you got to put in to run this traditional business, or to do the startup business, or to become involved in a franchise, or to build a mom and pop business. It's not just 40 hours a week like on your job, or to become a professional. You have no time after all is said and done, and you have to totally dedicate yourself to them. So not only is it the money, it's the time. So when people say to me, I don't have the time to build this business, or I don't have the money to go to a convention, or you know, to get a few tools, or to become an unfranchised owner, I hit myself on the head. I can't comprehend it. I don't understand it. And folks, that's why it's so important that we put this in perspective. If you chose a 2 to 3 year plan over the 45 year plan, and you really do have a dream, and you want to be part of that 5%, this is your chance to make it, because we remove those obstacles. We remove the obstacles of having to have a lot of education, to having a lot of experience, and having a lot of money. It doesn't matter what the size of your bankroll is, but you have to have sweat equity. You have to be willing to work, and you have to be willing to learn a few things and dedicate yourself to it. But for some reason, because you didn't have to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars, okay, and it didn't cost you a lot, and you didn't have to go to school and get degrees and certificates, people don't treat it like $1 million business. And this is really the key to success. If you understand that mastering these five fundamentals is all you got to do. It isn't about money. It isn't about education. It's about mastering these five fundamentals. And if you do that, you automatically have a multi-million dollar business that'll yield you in excess of six figures per year. Then you've got it, and you're ready to commit, and you're ready to make this a priority. So the first time in your life, success is not dependent on the size of your bankroll or how much money you have, or for that matter, your education, your experience, your connections, or background. It's based and it's dependent upon your desire to master these fundamentals of the business. Okay? So let's, for a moment, just let's put it in perspective and look at the requirements of a traditional business or a going concern if you were to start a business or to buy a business. So let's say you were to buy a successful business where you can earn six figures. We already know that this is five times the net profit of $100,000 a year, it would cost you $500,000 a year. And, I mean, it might be a car dealership. It might be a manufacturing facility. It might be a restaurant. It might be a store. Go through the yellow pages and just flip through them and pick a business. Go through each one of them. And let's take a look at what would happen. Okay? First, you have a huge investment of five times the net. Then you have the inventory. And then you have to deal with all types of regulations, licenses, laws. In fact, it gets so complicated, if you comply with one law, it seems like you're not in compliance with another because you complied with the first one. And then, of course, you need employees. And what are employees? People that come in late, people that come in half-lit, people that, once you teach them what to do, go off and get another job after you've taught them and invested all that time. And then it means taxes, FICA, benefits, turnover. Oh, I mean, the headaches just go on and on and on. And then there's the paperwork. I mean, there's so much paperwork and filing and forms and reporting that it'll drive you crazy. That's why I have to laugh when someone gets concerned about sending in a little Form 1000. I mean, get a real business and see what type of paperwork's involved. Then you need insurance on everything. You need insurance for your employees, insurance for your equipment, liability insurance. You know, if you're a professional or a doctor, the liability insurance alone will about put you under. And then you need vehicles to deliver stuff or for your people to use. Then there's the problem of upkeep and maintenance. Everything needs to be maintained. You're constantly repairing and servicing things. And then you need furniture, equipment, fixtures. And as you expand the business and add employees, every time you do that, it's more furniture, equipment, and fixtures in order for them to work. And then what about accountants? You need accountants. And then you need lawyers. My God, I got more lawyers than I have relatives. And then in order to get your business off the ground or to continue growing your business, you need to pour out thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, depending on the type of business, in advertising dollars before a dollar ever comes in the door. And you don't even know if it will attract any customers. And then there's taxes, all types of tax issues and tax filings. And then, of course, you need computers. And every time you add more people or you expand the business, you need more computers. And by the time you bought, those computers are incompatible with the other computers that you bought. And then they're all obsolete and you're buying more. I mean, it's incredible. And then what about the time issue? You know, there's an old saying that there's 24 hours a day until you're in business for yourself. You know, and I take a look at this business versus somebody else's business. They can't travel or get up when they want or do the things that we can do when we successfully build this business because they're tied to the shop. And what about freedom and vacations and being able to do the things in life that you want with your family? That's nearly an impossibility because you're married to the enterprise. You're married to the business. You might have a prestigious business, a big car dealership or manufacturing facility or chain of restaurants. You got a $1 million business to make six figures and you got prestige. Or do you really have it? You got $1 million worth of headaches and no time and no freedom. So put it in perspective. But you take a look at the Market America business with an unfranchise. I mean, if you build one income center, you have a six-figure income. If you build three, you have a $1 million business with nearly $327,000 a year potentially coming in. That's a huge business. But you see, it's different than the traditional business. You got a $1 million business, but with 10 cents of headaches. And you have time and freedom. Because you see, the company, once you build it, the company handles 90% of the administrative, distribution, and shipping details. And you carry the business in your head. And all you have to do is maintain some relationships and coach some people and help them manage their business in order to have and maintain that type of freedom and independence. So you see, we eliminate the risk, the investment, the education that's normally required, that's prevented you in the past from being successful. But the key is, you have to treat it like a million-dollar business and understand that treating it like a million-dollar business means taking the basic five seriously and becoming a professional at it and treating it like a career and mastering the basic five. You see, there's no $500,000 investment here. We replace that with certain requirements in the business which guarantee that the business will work, that ensure that the business will work. You have to approach it as a career or as a profession, and you need to treat it like a million-dollar business. And all that that means is that you take the basic five fundamentals of the business seriously and dedicate yourself to mastering them and becoming better and better at them. Just like somebody that loves golf, that wants to perfect their game. Just like someone who's learning skiing and loves it and wants to perfect it. Just like someone that loves music, that practices all the time. It's got to be a passion. But what a wonderful passion. Because in doing so, without having to invest a lot of money or spending years going back to school to get more education, you have opened a door to freedom and financial independence. And it really all comes down to the basics. You know, one time a reporter came up to Vince Lombardi when he had developed a dynasty almost overnight with the Green Bay Packers. And he asked him, "Mr. Lombardi, what is it that you attribute your turnaround? You take a bunch of renegades, a bunch of bums, and turn them into world champions, and you're winning year after year." I mean, it certainly isn't your playbook, because you only run three plays. What do you attribute it to? And he told them, he said, "Son, you show me a ball team that blocks and tackles better than the next ball team, and I'll show you a winning team." What was he talking about? You see, fundamentals. You don't have to have a fancy playbook. You just have to block and tackle better than anyone else. You just have to do the basic five as good or better than anyone else. So don't reinvent the wheel. So many people get into this type of business and never succeed because they get burned out or they get discouraged because they go through a trial and error process. We've already done that for you. You see, how do I know that this is the right way of doing it? How do I know that this works? Why am I so adamant and stalwart and close-minded against anything else? Well, it's simple. It's not that I'm that smart. I did everything wrong first, you see. I went through a process of years of doing things wrong through trial and error, discovering that these were the commonalities that people that succeeded all did very well at, the basic five. It's not dependent on talent, on smarts, on how strong you are in certain areas, or how articulate you are. The people who make it are people who master the basic five. It's not the big things that they do. It's that they do the fundamentals very well and very consistently. The question is often asked, what is really the difference between success and failure? People search for the answer their whole lives. And people get into this business and look for that magic key, the key to success. And I'll tell you what the difference between success and failure is. The difference between success and failure is so simple. The individual who succeeds simply does what the individual who fails did not do. I'll say that again. The individual who succeeds simply does what the individual who fails did not do. You see, you either do those things or you don't. What is, and what isn't, isn't. You're either doing the basic five, all five of them at one time, or you're not. So what are the basic five fundamentals of the business that you need to master? Well, the first is developing the right attitude and knowledge. Developing the right attitude and knowledge. And that's the foundation that the other four are built upon. If you don't have that right, the other four aren't going to happen, and they're not going to work. The second one, then, is that we need to set some goals and have a goal statement. You see, without a goal and a goal statement that gives us a detailed plan of how to reach the goal, we're never going to achieve very much. We're going to be wandering around like a ship without a rudder. And the third, then, is retailing and merchandising. And the fourth is recruiting and sponsoring. And finally, the fifth is follow-up and the ABC pattern, which causes the other four to duplicate in your organization. But I think you'll see as we go along that when all five of these fundamentals are working together, you automatically succeed. You become what I call a hopeless success. And that all five of these things are things that anybody can do. So all five of these must be working at the same time. You just can't do one of the basic five or two of the basic five, or for that matter, four of the basic five. All five of these have to be working at once. You have to be efficient at all five of them. And all five of them are things that anybody can do. I keep emphasizing that. And remember, it's kind of like a very powerful engine. If all the pistons or cylinders aren't working, the engine will sputter along. It's not going to go very far. But if we tune it up, and they are firing, they all are working, then you're going to be successful. Another analogy might be someone's golf game. If all parts of their game aren't working together, they're not going to have a very good score. You see, they can drive great, but if they can't putt, they're not going to have very much success, are they? And so it's the same thing in the business. We have to perfect or master all five of the basic five, and we have to be doing them all together, and it has to be habitual. It has to be automatic. Now, how do we ensure that we do master the basic five? And how do you ensure that your people that you're working with and depending on and trying to duplicate the basic five are actually duplicating them? Okay. Well, I'm a big believer in a management philosophy based on measuring, monitoring, adjusting, and controlling. And every one of these fundamentals, every one of these basic five components can be measured. You either have the things that you need or you don't. You either are doing certain things or you're not. What is and what isn't isn't. And you see, if something can't be measured, if it can't be quantified and measured, in my mind, it doesn't exist. Now, this is a management philosophy that not only applies to your business and your unfranchise and Market America, it applies to all businesses, all fields of endeavor. If we're trying to make progress, if we're trying to reach a goal, if we're striving for perfection, we must be able to measure the things that we must do. Okay? They have to be measurable. So every single thing that we teach you about the basic five will have elements and components that are measurable. We can measure them. So you see, if you really want to make it, if you really want to be successful, remember, the difference between success and failure is very simple. The individual who succeeds simply did what the individual failed did not do. And by being able to quantify exactly what those things are that the people who are succeeding are doing, the common golden thread that runs through all the people that are succeeding, we can identify those things and we can measure them. So first we must measure. Now if we're able to measure them, we can break them down into measurable quantities where you either have something or you don't. You're either doing something or you're not. Then we can monitor your progress. And you can also monitor each person that you're coaching or working with in your downline to see if they're doing it. And they're either doing it or they're not, you see. So if someone really wants to succeed, it's a very simple process because all the things that we're measuring are very simple things to do. It's really a matter of focus and discipline. And you're either doing them or you're not. So as we monitor, if we're not doing them and we really want to be successful, we simply adjust. We adjust by disciplining ourselves and focusing and working on that thing that we're not doing or that thing that we do not have. And by adjusting, we then control the outcome. This is why I know everybody can be fabulously successful in this business, because the things that we're measuring are things that anybody can do. And if we measure them and monitor them and we're not doing them, if we really want to be successful, if we really want our freedom, if we really want that 2 to 3 year plan, we will adjust. And the same thing is true for people that you're working with. And then we can control the outcome. And if somebody isn't going to adjust, hey, they're not going to be successful. Why are you depending on them? Why are you frustrating yourself by making your timing be dependent on their timing or their lack of performance? So you're either doing these things or you're not. Your distributors are either doing them or not. And everything that we will teach you will be measurable. Remember, the difference between success and failure is so simple. The individual who succeeds simply did what the individual who failed didn't do. This is so measurable that we can actually do what I call a diagnostic test. And sometimes it's good to take this. When we bring people on Utopia 2 to do a moving up seminar, a large portion of the 2 days is spent on measuring each element that makes people efficient at each one of the basic five. And we can actually measure and determine how efficient somebody is. Now, you can do this test on your own, but you know it's very, very effective when I walk through each item or each element that makes someone efficient at each one of the basic five and explain what they should be doing. Then they rate themselves. So it's almost like hooking an engine up to an electronic analyzer or maybe a human being up to an EKG machine. We can actually measure where they're losing efficiency or where they're efficient. And when someone isn't succeeding or they're not making the progress that they want, it's always because they're not doing one of the basic five or they're inefficient in one of the basic five. So you're either doing it or you're not. So there's a choice in this matter. You see, if we're measuring and monitoring and you're not doing something or you're not efficient at something, it's not a matter of talent to improve that. It's just a matter of focus and discipline to make it a habit. So you have control over whether you're going to be successful or not by adjusting. Now, mastering the basic five will enable you to reach your goals. How important is it? It equates to your financial freedom. Mastering it results in your time freedom. You know, we really should be concerned about the future because you have to spend the rest of your life there. It's not about putting a whole lot of time into the business in a short period of time that makes really big money. A person doesn't have to become fanatical about this, although some people have and they've succeeded in a big way. It's really a matter of consistently putting a little time in every day consistently that makes huge money. And practicing and mastering the basic five in that process. You see, these things have to become habits, and it takes 30 days to develop a new habit. Failure is a habit, mediocrity is a habit, and success is a habit. And if we're doing the things that the people do that are succeeding, you will succeed too. And it all begins with a winning attitude. And this is the number one component of the basic five. It's the foundation, developing the right attitude and knowledge. No one's born with an attitude. You see, you have to develop the right attitude and acquire the necessary knowledge in order to have the confidence to be successful. Your success is a reflection of your attitude and the knowledge that you have to be effective, efficient, and confident. And we develop that attitude. Even when someone's been in the business for a while, they don't automatically keep a winning attitude or the right attitude, and they don't automatically have the knowledge to go forward because things are always changing and growing and moving. So to be on the cutting edge, we always have to be acquiring more knowledge. And as we develop an organization and it begins to grow, we reach new levels where we have to have more knowledge and how to run an organization and how to motivate people and how to manage people. So this is an ongoing process. It's kind of like a great athlete. If a great athlete can run a 4-minute mile and they stop training and they stop conditioning, they start to slip. It's the same thing in music. If a great pianist stops practicing, they get rusty and they don't perform as well. So this is something that we're developing all the time. And think about it. Everybody's born with a clean slate. Somehow, we tend to mess it up. We were all born upside down and naked, and we came out protesting, screaming, okay, after we got spanked, right? And then as time went on, we started to develop attitudes. But we were born with a clean slate. And a lot of the things that we encountered and the way we were brought up developed attitudes that might not be winning attitudes. But you see, you weren't born with your attitude, you developed your attitude. And with Market America, you can develop the right attitude. You know, William James was the greatest psychologist of the last century. And he said, "The greatest discovery of my time and my generation is that a man or woman can alter their life by changing their attitude of mind." And you see, we develop our attitude. So attitude precedes altitude. It precedes how high you go. Attitude precedes success. Attitude comes before the money, not after the money. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. It's the confidence you say it with. And this comes from developing the right attitude and acquiring the right knowledge. And when you develop the right attitude and acquire the right knowledge, you gain confidence. You gain belief. Developing the right attitude and knowledge translates into belief and confidence. And when you exude confidence, people are going to listen to you. Are you developing the right attitude and knowledge to succeed in this business? Critically important. Do you see how this is a foundation for everything else? Without this being right, no matter what we do, it's not going to work. The other basic four aren't really that important because you don't have a foundation to build your skyscraper upon or to build your house upon. And if you're not born with it, then how do you develop the right attitude and acquire the necessary knowledge? And you have to ask yourself, are you actually doing it? Hey, because these are going to be measurable things. And if you're not doing it, and we measure that you're not doing it, and we monitor that you're not doing it, well, then you have to adjust some things and change some things and do some things that we show you in order to change that and develop the right attitude. It's a process. It's an ongoing process. Attitude and knowledge is developed. You're not born with it. And attitude plus knowledge equals belief and confidence. Sometimes I wish they could grind me up or grind up some of the field vice presidents or the corporate team and put us in a little pill. And you'd have to take us. Everybody'd have to take us. We'd give double BV on it so everybody'd buy it and take it. And you know why I want to do that? If I could only find a way for you to know what's in my mind, know what's in our mind, what we feel, what we believe, what we see. I mean, 15 minutes later after you took that pill, you'd be shaking with beads of perspiration breaking out on your forehead. And you'd go busting through the door and you'd be out there telling everybody about this opportunity. And you'd be doing the basic five. You'd do whatever it took. And within 90 days, you'd be incredibly successful simply because you felt what we felt. You exuded confidence. You had the belief. Well, you see, none of us were born this way. None of the directors, none of the field vice presidents automatically were the way they are today. And you look at them today, they're stars. They're very successful. And people look at them in awe. I remember when these people first started, they had doubts. They had fears. Some of them were negative. They had problems. But they overcame it by doing certain things to develop the right attitude and knowledge. Therefore, today they have the belief and the confidence, which translates into a successful Market America unfranchising business and an ongoing income stream of residual income. So let's take an overview of developing the right attitude and knowledge. What are the measurable things that we have to do? Remember, this is a foundation. If you don't lay the foundation right, the structure that you build upon it will crumble. So how do you do it? How does all of this happen? Let's take a look at it. Now, developing the right attitude and knowledge in order to have the confidence, the belief, and the professional skill to be a professional at this business, to be successful, the first thing that we need to be doing is going to seminars. What we measure is whether we were at one seminar per month. We're constantly learning. We're constantly conditioning our attitude, and we do that by going to the seminars. So someone was either at the seminar or they were not. You see, it either is or it isn't. The difference between success and failure is simple. The individual who succeeds simply did what the individual who failed didn't do. And we measure this going forward by whether someone has their tickets or not. Now, why should you work with someone that's not going to be at the seminar or might not be at the seminar because they're not willing to commit and buy a ticket? Well, you're wasting your time. This is your insurance policy that they will be developing the right attitude and knowledge. And you know what you set in motion carries in motion. If they're not going to be at the seminar and they're not going to buy a ticket, their people aren't going to be at the seminar and buy tickets usually. Because what you set in motion carries in motion. So you're setting in motion something that's doomed for failure. Secondly, are tapes. And this is just kind of an overview, and then we'll go into them in more depth. But we should be listening to cassette tapes or CDs on how to build the business, motivational tapes and CDs, training tapes and CDs on products. It doesn't take any time to listen to them because you're riding around in your car. And all the time, you're feeding your mind, developing the right attitude, and acquiring the knowledge necessary to be a professional and be successful, and you should be listening to at least 2 tapes per week. Now, do you see how we can measure that? You either have the tapes or you don't. How are you going to listen to a tape that you don't have? And you either listen to 2 tapes in a week or you didn't. It doesn't take any time because you do it while you're exercising, cooking, or riding around the car. The third thing, then, is the career manual. We read and get familiar with the career manual so that we can go back to it as a reference and actually refer back to it as our textbook anytime there's a question. But you have to go through it and read it. And I believe that everybody should have it in their library. When I work with a new group, I joke with them that I want the career manual in their library. And they say, well, I don't have a library. I say, oh, everybody has a library. You have to spend at least 15 minutes a day there or you have a serious problem. I say, what do you mean? I say, it's your bathroom. And instead of having Esquire in there or the newspaper or People magazine, I want to see this career manual. Because you see, I know that they're not going to do what happened to them in grade school where their parents said, listen, if you don't do your homework and sit down at the kitchen table and do your homework, you're not going to be able to watch TV. No one's going to do that. You're not going to sit down at the kitchen table and read the career manual. You're not going to lay in bed next to your spouse and read it and say, oh, honey, isn't it wonderful? But I know that if they have that in their bathroom, they spend 15 minutes a day there and they just read a few pages or a chapter every week, they're going to get motivated. And I joke with them, I guarantee it, it'll keep you moving. But amazing things happen. So when I come back to their house and I don't see that career manual in there, I make an issue of it. I put my arm around them, take them off to the side and say, don't you want to succeed? Then you got to listen to me. I didn't see the career manual in your library. And there's no use me working with you if you're not going to do what it takes to develop the right attitude and knowledge. The next time I come back, I want to see it in there, and the pages better be a little crumpled up because you've been reading it. Well, the fourth thing is association with positive people. Through calling your upline sponsor, through working with your executive coordinator or an upline mentor, by going to the second looks over and over again to learn the plan and to catch the excitement. And by counseling with a mentor or successful upline. Remember, these people have an economic interest in your success. They don't succeed unless you succeed. They're looking for the people that want it. So you have a team that's working with you. Empower them to work with you by telling them that you want their help. But association with positive people is critically important in any field of endeavor, whether it be sports, music, a scientific discipline. Have you ever noticed that the successful people in those fields, the successful athletes, the successful musicians, the successful lawyers, the successful scientists, hang together and they talk to each other. They motivate each other. They interact and get new ideas. And then coming to a basic five training once a month. You just don't go to one. You have to hear it seven times, seven different ways from seven different people. And by going to a basic five training every single month, you learn the basic five and are able to teach it. And then an executive coordinator certification training. And I like people to do this as early as possible. Why wait? And I explain to them, by me working with you, by us working together and doing a trial run and starting to work the ABC pattern, within 90 days, you should be in position to make $2,100 per week. But how am I going to turn it over to you? And I have to turn it over to you in order for you to earn those checks. How is that ever going to happen if you can't manage the business? And who's going to cash that $2,100 check, you or me? Well, you are. And if you're going to cash that check, I don't want to be responsible for something going wrong. I'm not going to balance your checkbook for you. I'm not going to be handling all the details of the business for you. I'm not going to be handling your requirements. So let's make a deal. I'll do whatever it takes to help you be successful. But you have to read that career manual, and you have to go to an executive coordinator certification training. I would like to see it happen as soon as possible. A person doesn't have to wait until they're executive coordinator to go to it. I like them to do it even before they're a coordinator sometimes. The reason is I want them to be at the steering wheel. I want to be in the passenger seat showing them where to go, but they need to learn how to drive the vehicle. They need to learn how to drive the business, how to manage their own business. Otherwise, when something goes wrong, they blame it on you or the company, and that's so sad. They need to be empowered to run their own business and be in the driver's seat. And then finally, we have to learn how to teach by going to seminars, by reading and getting material, by listening to tapes so that we have material to use when we talk to people and examples, by reading books. I found out a long time ago that originality was concealing your source. You see, nothing's really original. Oh, we get some ideas and we may be a little bit creative, but everything that I am and everything that I say and everything that I teach, I learned somewhere. And I found out that there's no patent on this information. I don't have to say that Dennis Frank says this on the tape or Elizabeth Weber says this on the tape. You listen to it, you get excited, you get some ideas, you assimilate it, and you make it your own material. Now when you go to talk to your group and you have a little story that you can tell that you read out of a book or something that you learned about the business on a tape, you can express it like you're the source. And because you're interesting and because you have something to say, they listen to you. And what's going to happen when your group listens to you? So we learn to teach the business and duplicate by attending on a repetitive basis, on a monthly basis, seminars. By reading a little each day, by listening to a couple tapes each week, just pop them in your car, by reading some books, by reading the career manual, and then we start to get the material to become a teacher and a motivator and a communicator. Okay, so those are the things that we use and we can measure each one of them. You're either doing them or you're not doing them. You're either going or you're not going. You either have the material or you don't. You either have the ticket or you don't. You either went to the executive coordinator certification training or you didn't. And the difference between success and failure is so simple. The individual who succeeds simply did what the individual who failed did not do. So how do we get started? I think the first bit of knowledge that we need is what are the steps that we must take in order to get started properly in the business to develop the right attitude and knowledge. And it all begins when someone comes in making a fundamental decision that they want the 2 to 3 year plan over the 45-year plan. Once that decision's made, it's a question, are they going to go now or do they want to do a trial run? And if someone isn't really go now yet, and there's still questions in their mind, if they chose a 2 to 3 year plan, the only way we're ever going to find out if they're right for the business or if they're right for us and if the business will work for them, which is really their question, is by doing a trial run. So then we get their questions answered by listening to a Getting Started tape. And the Getting Started tape and the starting tapes are very, very important in building a foundation so the person has the knowledge of what to do when they get started. Because if they get started right and experience some success, the probability of them becoming an executive coordinator and going on and developing a fabulous business where they can earn six figures is much, much higher. The third thing is we get tickets to the training seminar. You have to have tickets to the training seminar, or we shouldn't even be working with that individual. The next thing is we work on making a possibility list. And then the fifth thing is we set an appointment to show the program. This is really how someone begins to develop the right attitude because they begin to believe in the plan, and this is where they begin to get the knowledge of how the business works. And we can have them use video recruiting or the CD-ROMs to actually learn and show the plan. They can go to a How to Show the Plan workshop. But we want to book 2 meetings at their house with the upline or go set up 2 two-on-ones to get started right. Now, this is fundamental knowledge. You need to know how you're going to get started right. And as you do a trial run or if you go now, as you do kickoffs, how you're going to get your people started right. It's vitally important to get started right and to start people right, so that they have a positive experience. See, we have to eliminate the booby traps and the pitfalls. So how do you learn everything? You learn it by actually doing it on the job. Think about your last job. When you took that job, you didn't know everything that you needed to know. You didn't know what you were going to have to do a month from now, 2 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now. But you knew a couple things. You knew that you wanted the job. By golly, you would learn it. And it's the same thing here. We learn most of the business actually by doing it. That's why we want to get started right and get started right and start people right. And you learn on the job and you actually become a hopeless success in the process by learning. See, I became successful because I was such a great follower. I never envisioned myself as a great leader when I started into this business. I just wanted to make it. So I listened to the people who were more experienced than me and the team that had an economic interest in me. And I followed so well that I followed right into becoming a leader. Okay, so let's talk more about getting started. The sixth thing is you have to write down the answer to what is it. This is fundamental knowledge that someone needs to have to get started. Because when they pick up the phone, it's going to weigh 10 tons and they're never going to talk to somebody. Or if they do just jump on the phone and talk to someone, they're going to get beat up because the person's going to ask them, what is it? So why do we work so hard to get people into the business and they finally say, yes, this is what I want to do, and then you throw them overboard into a pool of sharks to get eaten alive because they can't answer what is it? So do you have the answer to what is it? When you start someone, do they have the answer to what is it on a 3x5 note card? You see how measurable this is? Each one of these things, you either have it or you don't have it. You're either doing it or you're not doing it. The next thing is to try some products. There has to be belief in the products. So immediately, you should purchase the products that you'll be using for yourself and your own house. Experience the products. I believe that a person never really has to learn how to sell, because all they have to do is experience the products. And when they get dramatic results, when things work for them, when products solve problems for them, they're amazed. They're excited about it. And they never really have to sell anything. When they run into someone with a similar situation, they simply tell the story. They simply share their experience. So that's critically important in developing the right attitude and knowledge. And then we have a person fill out an application. And that's a very simple process, but we want them to fill it out. You show them how to fill it out, or your upline should show you how to fill it out, but you should actually fill it out, because this is critically important knowledge in getting started and getting other people started in the business. And if we get people started in the business, and if you help people get started in the business, you're going to see immediate duplication, and people are going to have a positive experience and commit to build it. And then we learn the requirements and the forms and the career manual, and we do this by going to a Getting Started seminar or a New Distributor seminar, or by sitting down with our upline at the sign-up session and going through a little Getting Started packet of everything that we need to know and all the paperwork that needs to be filled out. And that's where they learn how to do this. Is this critical knowledge? You better believe it is. So you see, you're either doing that or you're not. And if you're not, we're measuring that you're not doing it, you need to adjust so that you can control the outcome. Then we follow up with that individual by using the Getting Started Guide. This is our blueprint to success. This is our actual roadmap in the business. So you should have one of those, and everybody you bring into the business should have one of those. And what are we doing? We're developing the right attitude and knowledge. Then we go to a new distributor training. And then someone should be focused on becoming a bronze UFO, because once they got the business off the ground and once they have the fundamental knowledge to get started, they want to have the tools and be doing the things necessary to build the foundation for a successful business. And that's what a bronze UFO is. It simply packages everything that they need to have, everything that they need to be doing, and everything that they need to learn through training in the package, and we recognize them for it. So if you want to identify people that are really going to be successful, who in turn will make you successful, you want to identify people that are going to become UFOs. So it's critically important to have the knowledge of what a bronze UFO is. So there's two parts to it. First, there's the initial requirements or subscription kit that's needed. And they have a choice between support kit A, B, or C, depending on what their preferences are or how they're going to be building the business. So you need to know what's in kit A, B, and C. I'm not going to go through here on the tape. Pull it out and look at it. Look at the UFO booklet. Look in the price list. Learn about your business so that you have the knowledge to be successful. Then, in order to have meetings, we want them to have a display kit or a supervisory entry startup kit. Then they should be on Market America voicemail enrollment. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that, but if someone isn't on voicemail, not only are they losing money because of the number of calls and calls backs that they have to make, especially as they start developing an organization, but they're operating in the business with earplugs in and blindfolds on. They don't know what's going on. It's critically important. And they should have some approved business cards, because now they're in business and they're going to be talking to people, both customers and prospects. And they need the NMTSS quarterly guide, subscription guide. Now, how can someone get started properly in the business and have a systemized business with a business plan that's going to succeed if they don't have those things? And then there's the quarterly task or activities that someone needs to be focused on. They have to purchase 450 BV or product quarterly. And that's simply a figure that's arrived at by what people are going to be doing if they do the basic five. And it's what people who are already successful are doing, which would translate into retailing 600 in sales quarterly. Then they have to present the business plan 12 times per quarter and document it. See, this is where the rubber meets the pavement. If we're doing the basic five, if we're working with an upline team, and if we're focused on our goal, we're going to be doing that. And simply through the prospecting, recruiting, and sponsoring process, automatically, if they set up meetings, that should be happening. Then, as a result, they should be sponsoring two qualified distributors quarterly. And they should conduct a new distributor training, a basic five training, and an ECCT training. So all we're asking them to do is what they have to do anyway to be successful. And finally, 50% or better on the basic 5 diagnostic test, or they can prove that they already know the basic 5 by actually getting the result and earning $1,500 quarterly from one of their business development centers. So over a 3-month period, they have one green flush where they hit $5,000 and $5,000 each leg and end up earning a check. That's not asking that much, folks. And all we're doing is asking them to do what they'd have to do anyway. And remember, the difference between success and failure is so simple. The individual who succeeds simply did what the individual who failed didn't do. So they're either doing these things or they're not. Think about McDonald's for a minute. McDonald's systemizes everything. The reason why it's a successful enterprise and so many people make money at it is nothing's left up to chance, and they provide you everything that you need. And if you own a McDonald's, you can't do it the Burger King way. There's required ways of doing it. If you think about it, every small town has a McDonald's in it. Every single one of them operates exactly the same. And the people that own those McDonald's make a lot more money than the people who manage them. And the manager is doing a great job, but that's what he wanted. And he shouldn't expect to make what the person who invested in the McDonald's franchise is going to make. And then there's people that work at the McDonald's. They're part of the McDonald's organization. They're in McDonald's, but they don't own a franchise. You see, they don't own a McDonald's. You know, a burger cooker or a order taker or whatever is going to make what they make. But they're not going to make what a manager makes, and they shouldn't expect to, and they're not going to make what a franchise owner makes. And then there's some people that have master franchises or own multiple franchises, multiple McDonald's. The point is that those people are going to make a lot more money than someone just owns one. But how can you have a McDonald's when you don't have the burger cookers, the milkshake machines, and the fry cookers, and the equipment, and the golden arches, and the bags, and everything that goes into the system to make it work? You see, it's a total turnkey system that someone buys. And I always joke that every small town has a mom-and-pop restaurant that everybody loves. They might make a hamburger or chili or barbecue, depending on the area of the country you're in, and it's the best in town. Everybody loves it. Mom and pop are working themselves to death, and they're going broke in the process. Everybody knows a little restaurant like that. And down the street's a guy who never even made a hamburger, doesn't even know how to cook, and he's making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year selling hamburgers, even though he doesn't know how to cook, because he bought a system called McDonald's. And it's a turnkey system which doesn't allow him to fail if he follows the system. The system works. And it's the same thing here. But how can you have an unfranchise if you don't have the equipment, if you don't have the tools, if you're not plugged into the system, if you don't have the training, if you didn't go to Hamburger University with McDonald's, you can't be a franchise owner. And here, if you don't go through the trainings, you can't be an unfranchise owner. So there's certain things that we need to do. So the beautiful thing here is it doesn't take hundreds of thousands of dollars in order to own an unfranchise, but you can make as much money as any McDonald's owner. But you have to get the tools, you have to get the training, and you have certain things that you have to be doing, certain systems that you have to employ. And that's what becoming a bronze unfranchise owner is all about. The things that you must have, the tools, the products, the systems are all incorporated into it. The things that you must learn, the training, the tapes that you need to listen to, and doing it with a coach or a mentor is all incorporated into it. And you grow into it. You see, someone doesn't have to get the bronze, the silver, and the gold unfranchise requirements met all at once, because that wouldn't follow the way the business works. The business grows, and as it grows, you have profit, and you turn your profit back into the business in order to build the business. So the things that you must do with the unfranchised system and PIN system identifies the critical result-producing activities that each individual must be doing, and it breaks them down into fundamentals that can be measured. So why in the world would someone not be a bronze on franchise owner? So the difference between success and failure is so simple. The individual who succeeded simply did what the individual who failed didn't do. Are you an unfranchise owner? Are you bringing people in the business? It's critical to your success. And do you see how this is critically important to the development of the right attitude and knowledge? And if you don't know this, you don't have the knowledge necessary to develop a strong business. And if you're not doing this, you and your people are not going to be empowered with an unfranchise and with the tools, systems, knowledge, and things that they need to do that'll make them successful and to build the right attitude. So we want to fill your mind with the right stuff. That is what builds the right attitude. You know, you're the sum total of all your thoughts. What we think is what we are. So we want to be feeding our mind with the right thoughts, with the right material. We want to program our mind. And see, a major way of programming your mind is to read 15 minutes per day. Now look, if you can't do this for your own self-edification, understanding that God gave you the most powerful computer ever created. It's estimated that the human brain would be like laptops filling the World Trade Center to equal the memory and the processing capability of the brain. You know, sometimes I wish that I could make a deal with you. And the deal would be this: I'm going to sell you your brain for $500,000. And you look at me like I'm crazy and say, what are you, nuts? Well, it's the best deal you could ever make, because if you had to pay $500,000 for your brain, maybe you'd start using it. Now, I'm saying that facetiously, but really there's a lot of truth in it. And if you can't understand that you have this powerful computer, but the computer needs to be programmed, and that computer will get you the results in life that you want, and it'll bring you the success and the financial independence you want if it's programmed correctly. But if you put garbage in, you're going to get garbage out. And if you can't bring yourself to program your brain for your own self-edification and success, look at it in another light. If you read 15 minutes per day, you're going to start to get material and stories and examples. And if you think about this business, you're really a teacher. You're a motivator. You at least want to become a teacher and a motivator. You're a mentor to people, and you're a leader. So by having new material, you have something interesting to say. You have something to teach them with. And when you're interesting and you have some good things to say, like some of the great leaders in Market America do, and everybody likes to listen to them, your group wants to listen to you. And oh my God, what's going to happen if your group listens to you? You see? And that's also why you need to be reading your career manual, and why I strongly recommend, in fact, I insist that that career manual be in your library, which is your bathroom, so that every day you're in there for at least 15 minutes and it'll keep you moving. And you see, 15 minutes of reading per day of business books or positive thinking books or motivational books not only gives you material, but that 15 minutes a day displaces 10 hours of negative and doubt and discouragement and frustration that you've been through at work and dealing with the traffic and other people and the problems of life. And you can't build this business without a winning, good, positive attitude. So you see, it's vitally important that we read. And what it results in is you begin to exude belief and confidence. And when you exude belief and confidence because you have the necessary knowledge, you get results. You become convincing. You have something to say, and you say it with conviction. See, the positive and enthusiastic way you view this business will determine how successful you are and how successfully you and the people you associate with in this business will perform. It's actually contagious. So, right from the beginning, we want to be feeding our mind, and we want to get started right and start developing the right knowledge, not only with ourselves, but with the people that we bring in the business right from the beginning. And it starts right with the subscription kit. Think about it. The subscription kit that everybody gets to become a distributor and hopefully develop into a franchise owner includes the career manual. You know, you don't need to know the whole career manual, but you need to read it so that it becomes a reference book and you know where to go back to refer to things. And why is this so important? You see, in the unfranchised system, the career manual, this 300-page-plus manual, is your unfranchised manual. It's your blueprint for success. It tells you everything that you need to know and all of our systems and how to do it. Now, really, career manuals in other companies may not be that valuable because they really don't tell you how to build the business, and they really don't have an unfranchised system. But you see, if you prescribe to the philosophy of the unfranchised system, we're doing the same thing that was done in franchising. We're systemizing everything, standardizing everything. And we all prescribe to the belief that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And we subordinate maybe some of our own creativity or our own personal whims or our own egos to one way of doing it that's the best way, that everybody's agreed on that's the best way. And by doing that, the whole business doesn't rely on you. You see, not only that, but you can do much more because it's systemized and you can be plugging people into trainings and meetings all over the country and you don't have to be there. And there's less confusion because people don't see several ways of doing things. As a result, you can have unfranchises that you develop underneath you all over the country. And you can travel, or if you want to slow down for a while, your business isn't going to fall apart because everybody's plugged into this system. But how are you going to know the system and know what to do in the unfranchised system unless you know what it is? And it's all in the career manual. That's why the career manual is vitally important, and it covers the requirements in the business that make this marketing plan work. And without those requirements, we wouldn't have a viable, financially successful marketing plan. But on the other side of that coin, if people don't have that knowledge, they can run into some booby traps. They can run into some pitfalls, and we don't want that to happen. So the Getting Started Guide is in that kit. And the Getting Started Guide is a beautiful checklist or roadmap to get where you want to go. It tells each person exactly what to do. And once you've been through it, you can do it with your people. And as I work the ABC pattern from house to house with a little team and we're starting to build an organization, the first person I take through it the first night after the meeting. And then at the next meeting when they have some people, I take those people through it the first chapter. And then they're able to cover, I'm able to cover the second chapter with them. And then they're able to start covering the first chapter with people. So it actually duplicates and it makes sure that nothing is missed. So then I get my people actually covering the first chapter with their people. And they learn by teaching. And it's a very, very duplicatable format. It ensures duplication. It ensures that nothing falls through the cracks. It ensures that people are doing the things necessary to get started right. And by following it, you and your people automatically become unfranchise owners simply by following that Getting Started Guide and Action Plan. And then, you know, we have the Power Line and the Leader Line and the monthly magazines. And these are like professional journals. Now, if you're going to earn six figures in this business, you're really a professional. Now, think about any other profession, whether it be a doctor, a lawyer, engineer, CPAs. They all have professional journals. And if they're not subscribing to those and reading those from cover to cover, they're going to become obsoleted. They're going to be out of date. They may even be charged with malpractice. And what about you? You have people's futures in your hands. You need to know what's going on. This is a marketing business, and it's always changing. There's always new promotions. There's new ideas. There's new products, and there's policies communicated in there. And I know what I did when I was a distributor years ago. I used to look at the pictures and throw it on the coffee table and say, oh, isn't it wonderful? Look, there's Frank Keeper. There's the Doyles. They hit a new level. And isn't it great? Look at this new product. But you see, it's much more than that. As a leader, you want to know what's in there so you can effectively communicate and lead your group. But you know, if you don't read it, there can be a calamity. Let me give you an example. Normally, when someone has a price decrease or lower the price of a product, it's a no-brainer. It's a positive. But let's suppose that we decided to lower the price of OPC3 by a couple dollars so it's even more competitive and you can make a greater retail profit. Well, a no-brainer, right? Except, because you didn't read that, you didn't realize that was going to affect the BV in everybody's monthly order, monthly requirement, or accrual option. And as a result, you had all types of flushes and purges because you were never aware of it, you see, because you didn't read it. So you don't want that type of thing to happen. This marketing plan is too sophisticated, and it requires professionals to drive it and run it, and that means that you have to be up to date. And you have to know what's going on. You have to read the newsletters. And the newsletters also serve another purpose. Certainly, they create belief and credibility. And they're a great recruiting tool. Because when we see other people succeeding and the amount of success in this, it validates that it can happen for us. And that's also true with your people.
This concludes this portion of the program. To continue, please insert the next CD.